A landmark report out today has found workplace discrimination against women is widespread before and after they have children. A Human Rights Commission study found almost 50% of mothers said they experienced discrimination in the workplace at some point during pregnancy, parental leave, or when they return to work. The consequences are keenly felt, with 84% of women reporting mental and physical stress and damage to their finances and career. Emily Burke reports.
Whether it's in the corporate world or the public service, a school classroom, a corner store, or a science lab, discrimination is experienced by 49% of pregnant women and working mothers. Mother of two, Lisa, is among them.
I lost my first career because of it. So I work in such a small industry that, you know, there's very few places I can do. I'm very specialised, and while I'm valuable because of my skills, I'm obviously not worth whatever maternity leave costs them. You know, you think about, you do anything for your kids, but it just seems like, you know, nothing like this happened to my husband because he had two kids.
The Human Rights Commission has surveyed hundreds of parents, employers and business groups and found cases where maternity leave was denied, job contracts were torn up, careers stunted, demotions and resignations were commonplace.
No sector is immune from this discrimination.
Elizabeth Broderick is the Sex Discrimination Commissioner.
I spoke to women who had roles on a factory floor through to the most senior executives, the most senior medical specialists in this country, and it was pervasive across all levels and all sectors. I think what disturbed me most was almost the inevitability of it. It was almost as if, well, I just have to put up with this because this is part of the landscape.
Were there any case studies that struck you or shocked you in particular?
I think probably the worst for me was a woman that I met who was working in a male-dominated industry. Was when she said to her manager that she was pregnant, the immediate response was, well, your choice, the job or the baby. And for that woman and her partner, they decided they desperately needed the job. She had a termination and then she lost her job several weeks later.
But women aren't alone.
27% of men who'd taken a month or less had experienced discrimination on return from parental leave. I mean, that's less than their annual leave entitlement. So I have to say that was a very surprising figure.
And male bosses aren't the only offenders.
One of the other disturbing things for me was that many of the discriminatory views came from other women. Female managers, often managers who had children themselves. And I have to say, as Australia's Sex Discrimination Commissioner, I found that deeply depressing.
Elizabeth Broderick says aside from the deep personal and professional losses, discrimination has broader economic costs.
For an individual woman or man affected by it, it's about the mental health impacts, it's about loss of job security, it's about financial impacts, it impacts on the family. I met people who, because of one partner, the pregnant woman being pushed out of work, could no longer afford their mortgage.
Is there a quantifiable cost to this level of discrimination?
What we do know is that men's workforce participation rate is about 12% above women's. If we could close that gap by lifting women's participation just 6%, we would add around $25 billion annually to Australia's GDP. So this has got significant productivity benefits for Australia.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Elizabeth Broderick, Emily Burke with that report.